everybody. Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel of Transmitting Jewel of the South. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. We've got a great program for you. We're going to get right into the message tonight, part three of A Planet in Pearl. What's coming up? Well, it's the rough side of the mountain, like the boys are singing here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is awesome what is in store for the last part of these scenarios that we're going to present to you and give you biblical facts and scriptures to prove to you that we've got problems in view of Armageddon. We're getting there, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, just like we talked about Obama, we think he might be a prince that is predestined to come in here. You know, the night of his election in the Illinois, where he's from, in the lottery, the pick three was 666, and then the next pick was 777, and the next pick was 9 in the three picks of that lottery that night. And when you combine the numbers 666, 777, and 9, that ain't going to happen again. I think the statistics was it was up in the billions and billions of that ever happening again on that occasion. 666, of course, is the Antichrist number. 777 is a completeness, and 9 is judgment. So the Antichrist coming in, we're not saying Obama's the Antichrist, but we're talking about an era of time, and we head in towards 2012, and we're talking about the consequences, and we're talking about understanding end time prophecies. Is there going to be a war? This is the prelude to the time of enlightenment. You see, before Satan comes in as a savior, there has to be a time of trouble. Well, we're going to the time of trouble, and we're going to talk about it in Matthew chapter 24 just a little bit, and show you that the Messiah himself, he answered in verse 4 of Matthew 24. They wanted to know what would happen and the sign of their coming and the end of the age. That's exactly what they ask. He directly replied, "Watch out," or "Be careful that no man deceives you, for many will come against my name, saying that they are the anointed one, and they will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. But don't be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come." You see what I'm talking about? So we're going to set the scenario here. And we're going to tell you that during these times, it's called the beginning, they said, of a sorrow. "Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky." Now, wait just a minute. We're already having wars and rumors of wars. We're already having earthquakes. We're already having trouble. I mean, we're in so many wars and skirmishes around the world that it's almost mind-boggling. And the United States of America, I don't know how she got involved, unless this is a pre-planned event, as it was recorded by Albert Pike way back when in the 1860s. He penned the scenario for the New World Order to bring about three terrible, destructive wars upon mankind that man would then submit to the New World Order. Now, who's going to head the New World Order? Is it Obama? I don't think so. Is it some kind of black pope? I don't think so. Is it some type of European leader? I don't think so. The Bible don't indicate that. But the Bible does indicate, as in Revelation chapter 6. Now notice what it says in Revelation chapter 6. As he's opening of the seven seals. It is awesome. In the sixth seal, it was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. Remember what the Messiah said in Matthew 24? The stars that from the sky fell to the earth. Now, I just want to ask you a question right there. Isn't it something, now when the sun turned black like sackcloth, was it something that would, like outshine the sun? Remember I told you that the shining one was Satan in our message of last night, that the shining one would come from heaven, and compared to the brightness of the sun, this prince, the shining one, the light, remember, I beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. Well, notice this one now. And the stars, verse 13 of Revelation chapter 6, and the stars fell from heaven, or fell from the sky to the earth. Now remember, I left off last night in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, where there was a war. And this war, it wreaked havoc in the heavens. Nobody knows about it. Nobody heard it. The apostles, they didn't hear it. And I wonder why that they didn't hear it. Well, simply because they didn't have ears to hear. It wasn't for them to hear. And the Bible says that in verse 4, it talks about a time when there shall come another horse out of the, when he opened the seventh seal. And this one in verse 2, and that was a white horse. Its rider had a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode as a conqueror, bent on conquest. And then it turned red, fiery red. The Bible says that it was given him, the rider, power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay one another. And to him was given a large sword. And the Lamb opened up the third seal and the living creature. And then there was a black horse, and its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard what sounded like among the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, famine, pestilence following. And ladies and gentlemen, it is unreal. When we open the seals and find out in the book of Revelation chapter 6 just exactly what was the result of the seals and what they meant to those that are blowing the trumpets. Well, now let's notice this one. And when they had finished their testimony, the beast comes up from the abyss. Now, up there's no direction in space. So he comes up from the abyss and will attack and overpower and kill them and their bodies. Talking about the witness. Now, this is what I see in the witness is not two physical witnesses, but the Bible. The First Testament and the Second Testament is going to be destroyed with the advent of Satan coming out of the sky. He's going to turn the whole world upside down. And he's going to change the religious habits of the world inhabitants by telling you that the Bible is misinterpreted and that it should have shown back in Genesis chapter 3 that the real enemy was not the one that we know as Lucifer, the shining one, and he will be a shining one, but it was that one that brought terrible wars and punishments. You see, Satan has never done nothing like that. Although his mission is to kill, steal, and destroy, he does it in a peaceful way. Did you know that the Bible said when they say peace, then cometh sudden destruction? So watch the nature of this beast power, or this mighty one that comes out of the heavens, out of the abyss, out of his prison. And we're going to go to the 20th chapter eventually, because we've got so much to do on this. I did 13 hours on this same subject of 20 and 12. And in this one, I don't know where or when that we could end this thing, because there are so many prophetic utterances that could come forth. And we could give you the amount of time it would take. It would be like hours and hours and hours to reveal to you the scenario. Now, notice this. Don't you know that Satan, coming from the heavens at the appointed time, he's going to bring all of the kings of the earth together? Notice this one. In the 13 and 4 of Revelations, men worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. Now, the beast power is a central earthly power, and we're talking about a power or the one world government. And Satan's got to have a one. It's necessary for him to have. You can't have all these division and factions and nations warring. You see, he's going to come and bring peace. To do that, he has to have a unified one world authority. And he's going to rule with a rod of iron. He's not going to be a mere earthling. He's going to be a supernatural. He's going to appear as God himself. And he's going to sit on the throne as God, and the earthlings, working on it right now, by the way, they're going to build him a temple, fitting for a king. Well, where else to set it? In the city, and notice this, it's the city that the scriptures tells us it is Sodom. But Satan, you know, all the religious world are believing that Jerusalem, being the sacred city, it's not a sacred city. It's always been a seat of the Canaanite power, of the seat of Satan. Of course it would be his city. Did you know that they've never been eradicated out of Jerusalem? Even at the time of the Messiah, when he said, these scribes and Pharisees who love the chief seats, beware of them. And the great mystery of that element goes in, and I could preach for an hour just on that one mystery of how that Satan has devised such a convincing plan to deceive the whole world. Now notice this. And men worshipped the dragon because he had given the beast authority. And also they worshipped the beast and asked and said, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? And the beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies. Now that is the one world, the beast is the one world government. And the prince that is coming, that sits upon it, and the Messiah said he's a coming, he don't have anything in me. In other words, me and him are not related. Although he's going to copy, he's going to look like me, he's going to sound like me, he's going to have authority, he's going to work miracles and signs and wonders, and so much that he would deceive the very elect, and everyone who listens to him will go into captivity. Now, captivity to what? Well, they're going to go into captivity with deceit. They're going to be, although they think they're free. Now, the real captivity are going to be the saints of Yahweh, who are coming together today around the world with a new name. It's not been revealed. It's been concealed. It was revealed in the very beginning, but concealed by the lying pen of the scribes and the false prophets of Jeremiah Jeremiah 23, verse 25 through 26 and 27. You see, the scenario is going to be a deceitful kingdom set up to be like the kingdom of God on earth. And he's going to put down the third world war that is designed in the mind of Lucifer. He needs this war going on. He needs trouble. He needs killing. He needs anguish. He needs suffering and sorrow to where the population of the earth will mourn. And they will plead and they will pray just like they did in World War II. I remember in World War II that the community that I lived in, a rural farming community, we had a local church. Matter of fact, we had three churches, all in Baptist, in the community of less than 10 miles. And those three churches were filled to capacity during the dark, foreboding days of World War II, when, did you know that over 55 million people during World War II, lasted about 5 years, that 55 million people lost their lives? As accurate as they could count, but it's estimated that they were probably perhaps up to nearly 100 million people that died as a result of World War II. Now, coming up, I want to prophesy something to you here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There must be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, and this is the convincing climactic Third World War prophesied by all the Illuminati and the agents of Satan, as they know that this will soften up for those who survive, and they don't really care. You see, the international bankers finance both sides of this equation. They make enormous profits from the war machines, of the manufacturing concerns. It puts people to work. The good times. America went to work in World War II. The men went off to work and off to fight in the battle, and the women left their homes and abandoned their babies, and it broke up the home. And that's exactly what it was for. To give Satan the strength to destroy the home. Then he went to work on the church, the power of the Christian people. He began to divide. He began to preach a strange doctrine. He began to put rules and regulations, tax-exempt statuses in the 501c crowd, and it was turned into a fable. That's the way he wants it. Confusion. Where confusion there is ever evil work. Verse 9, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear. We're coming to the third world war. It's going to be started by man. And it will be put down by the beings that come out of the earth or onto the earth from out of the heavens. They're going to appear majestically. Oh, it's going to be such a beautiful planned event. And Satan has to have his man, the 666 man, sitting upon the unified body of the people of the earth. And the Bible says that they shall gather together the armies. He was given power, because the beast was given a mouth to utter proud and blasphemous words, and he exercised this authority for 3.5 years. He opened his mouth to blaspheme Yahweh. He slandered his name and his dwelling place. He just made fun that there was anybody else left out there other than he's going to turn Yahweh into the evil one. Satan's going to come in as the good one, and the people that don't know the difference are going to be deceived, and they're going to be gathered together by these crafty serpents. But they're going to appear as angels, and they're going to have authority. They're going to have miracles. They're going to have signs. They're going to end the Third World War after much devastation, after much carnage, after much bloody shed, after much suffering, which is just exactly like Satan. Satan wants it. Now with the reduced population, that gives him and his angels the authority and the power to rule with a rod of iron. And before you know it, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to force everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark of allegiance. And this mark is to worship the power of the beast. And in verse 18 of Revelation 13, it says, if you have wisdom, if you have any insight, you need to calculate the number of the beast, for it's a number of a man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a name in Hebrew, and I preached on this, and it's concerning the name, the Hebrew name for Jesus. I know that's going to make you mad, but it's going to literally deceive many, and Satan set it up in the early stages of the third and fourth centuries. And now it seems to be old, and if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the accepted truth and the norm rather than the exception. And people are deceived, not knowing the truth. And the Bible says they will force everyone. Force, meaning peacefully forcing everyone. Volunteering to set up a religious body that seems right, with the miracles and signs of Satan, the shining one. And I gave you the illustration just a while ago of the one that would be in charge of setting this up, seems like to me, in the lottery pick of 666, 777, and 9. 666 is the Antichrist, 7 is complete, triple is a triple witness, and 9, the single letter 9, is judgment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, somebody's going to judge the beast power. Somebody's going to judge Satan, the shining one. Somebody's going to judge the angels, and it says that these stars fell from heaven. Now I want to tell you that this has to be an analytical version of a spiritual happening or a coded revelation for you that know the codes. And we're going to discuss some codes right here in a minute in the Bible codes. We're going to give you some interesting facts related to, again, the last days and third world war that's coming upon the earth. And it's mentioned in the book of Isaiah. It was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And by the Bible codes and computer technology, it spells out basically around the year 2009 or 2010, it will be a nuclear holocaust brought about by the engineering of the elite to bring together the clashes of religion, to clash the Islamic factions against the Jewish factions, and the Christians somewhere in the middle taking sides. We've already got it set up, ladies and gentlemen. We just had an Islamic fanatic kill 12 of our soldiers that were getting ready to go to the foreign lands in Afghanistan and fight the Islamic faction. Right now we are having place, and they knew this man. They knew he was dangerous. They knew that he was probably a MK Ultra mind-controlled agent, a victim of the technology of the day. I mean, you can hear voices in your head. I know brethren that heard voices in their head, and they were implanted through operations. They had some physical deformities and things that you better stay out of the hospitals. You could get tagged. And you could hear these voices telling you to do certain things. And tonight, just tonight, the man that shot about 18 people in Washington, D.C., that Rodrak called the D.C. Sniper, he's supposed to die tonight as a result of being controlled. I really believe he was controlled. And did you know, I had a brother call me from Louisiana today and told me about a certain movie, and he can't even remember the name of it. He said it was horrendous. It's talk talking about these evil beings that are now mind controlling, talking about abductions and people disappearing from the earth, and the police acknowledging that they go into these convulsions, and it's just like they're filled with demonic powers. What's causing all this all of a sudden? The world is going upside down, and it's insane. And the Messiah said in Matthew 24, it's a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. We're almost there. The door is almost open to the incredible, insane, satanic revelations that's going to come out of the heavens, and it's going to work through the earth. Let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the forces of evil as they regulate and as they bring forth the power and the hidden things of the wisdom of those things. And the beast was given a mouth, proud words, blaspheming, to exercise the powers. And he's going to rule for a time, 42 months. Now, I don't know how many days that would be. But the Bible says, here's what it says, that anyone that goes into captivity, that follows this power, will go into captivity. Although he promises them liberty, they themselves will become victims of his ability to enslave their minds. You see, for the last 60 years, we've been pounded daily with sublingual suggestions. And now, today, we get our news from the media, or television, mostly, and it's slanted into the favor of those who rule this earth. They own all of the radio stations. They own all of the outlets. Thank heaven that they don't own the shortwaves. I thank Yahweh for day friends. I thank Yahweh for men around the country that are laboring to reveal these conspiracies of Satan and his agents and the earthly powers that are trying to bring about the signs that was given on behalf of the beast that is going to exercise all of the authority, insomuch that he will cause all to worship him and to wonder after him, except those whose names are written out. That's the people that's going to receive the brunt of the persecution. Everybody else is going to be promised liberty. And while they become promising of liberty, they will become themselves captive, and those that will lead them into captivity, as they go into captivity, they who are receiving this, shall be killed and slayed by the second advent of the second resurrection power of the coming of the true mighty ones. And remember when the stars fell? You think it was stars from the heaven? Did you know if one star moved out of its place and passed within sight that you could see it, that this earth would be destroyed immediately? Have you ever imagined how big the sun is compared to the earth? The earth looks like a little grain of sand. That's a star. In the galaxy, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions, I could go on all night saying millions and millions and billions and trillions of these things exist in the heavens. It is so vast, it's incomprehensible of the vastness where someone could hide there undetected until the time appointed, living on a planet. And we're going to talk about that tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and maybe for a few more weeks to come. I don't know, just whatever the Spirit leads. But it's intriguing. Oh, my soul aches and yearns for your ear. If any man have an ear to hear, I hope and trust that you catch this message. I hope and trust that Yahweh will favor you, that he will open up your mind. He will open up your mind to see and the revelations of the apocalypse, which means the uncovering of hidden things. That's what the word apocalypse means. Armageddon, is it coming? verse 18, if you got any wisdom, you know it's coming. It's inevitable that Satan would provoke a third world war because it favors the international bankers to start with. They're going to start one anyway, whether he was in on it or not. They're his children. They love carnage. They love to see blood. They revel in blood being shed. And because it's money, 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 money. And number one, it gives them total, complete power as we reduce ourselves to rubble. Look at the proud German people who were coached into starting a war. And did you know that those people right here in America, international financiers, it's all a matter of public record, but they get away with it because not many people know it, just a few people know it. Straight is the way and narrows the gate, and a few people that would figure out the plan, and the masses are deceived. And here's the wisdom: if you can calculate this in your mind, if you can comprehend it, that the devil is out to deceive the whole world and would deceive the very elect. We got a lot of people in our in that are designated for the truth. They're called, but they're not chosen. Why? Because Satan's going to deceive them. Many will fall. Many of the people of the prince, the prince of peace, not the prince of destruction. There's two. One acts like he's a prince of peace, but he's a prince of destruction. Satan coming from the heavens is going to come back to destroy. You know he's going to destroy? When the stars of heaven fall, do you really think that's giant stars falling? Passing Earth like falling stars, that's an illusion anyway. It's just meteorite dust. That's just little specks of ice and dirt. Cosmic dirt. That's what a falling star is. It's called a shooting star. It is the tails of the comets that are hurling through. And Halley's Comet, every 72 years. Can you see that? It comes back within our solar system as a harbinger to warn us to get ready. There's an omen coming up here. 20 and 12 is the omen. And you must prepare. It's the age of satanic enlightenment, or the star that's going to fall from heaven, the mighty star. He's going to come on the world stage as an instant star. And the whole world's going to worship him. And his angels, the cohorts, the fallen ones who are coming, these are the stars. And it said, and the stars, the Messiah talked about in Matthew 24, the stars of heaven will fall. Going to the book of Revelation, you see who these stars are. The serpent's tail. He pulled one third of the host of heaven into rebellion. And rebellion is the same as witchcraft. And that's what Satan's all about. Witchcraft, to bewitch you, to deceive you, to destroy you, to kill you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to happen to the righteous people. He knows who you are. Just as the Bible says that Yahweh knows them that are his, Satan knows those that are Yahweh's, and he knows his children too. There's some kind of a mark or identifying substance, and it's all written in the forehead of the memory banks of those who know their Creator and shall do exploits and shall fight against these evil beings from the heavens who are going to come in and take the whole world captive and lead them into captivity. Oh, my. Oh, I get so excited about the things that are bound to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, Revelation 16 and 14, notice. And the sixth angel poured his vial upon the great river Euphrates. How long have we been there on the Euphrates? We're still there. Why are we there? To open up the avenue of the gates of these demons that it's like a stargate. Oh, I wish I could get in. I could preach on just the stargate factor in this whole scenario. I've got to pass it by because time won't even permit me to go there. But ladies and and gentlemen, we are there to open the children of Satan who have the knowledge to know that that is a geographical stargate, to open up and underneath, now underneath meaning down in space or out in the void, is the pond where Michael and his angels of Revelation chapter 12, referring to chapter 20, which we will eventually get there. I've got to get to Revelation chapter 20. It is an awesome revelation of the angels in power that bound Satan and his angels for 1,000 years. Now, the sequence, everybody's got it figured out. See, the devil misfigured and miscalculated the 1,000 years. The starting time is very important. And you've got to remember this, that one day with Yahweh is 1,000 years. But the Bible said that these angels that fail, they're real beings. They don't die. They've got life. They don't get old. They don't age. They've got some kind of power, as they were created to exist without death. And even the devil and his angels are not victims of death as humanity is when they changed the genetic code, when they altered the genetic code by infusing the genetic blood of these reptilians, these fallen ones, these serpents, these snakes, these evil ones, who knew that genetic warfare would begin in Genesis 3. And let me tell you something, the man that swings the big hammer, Satan, from Genesis 3, that put the blood, the unrighteous blood, into the bloodline of Yahweh the Creator, and fused it together, and now it is a pain to Yahweh. It grieved him. It grieved him in Revelation chapter 6 when he saw the conclusion of that age. That's when he gave the command for Michael and his angels. And he told them, ladies and gentlemen, he told his angels, he said, bind them. And right then, there commenced a war. Satan didn't go down. He ain't going nowhere without a fight. And there was a long, prolonged galactic battle. No wonder Star Wars is so revealing. You know why? Simply because these that have concealed the knowledge have the ability to revelate it, and they do it and make millions and millions of dollars just telling you, actually, they know subconsciously what's read into your mind. That's why so many people right now are fleeing to the mountains of Matthew 24. I'm telling you, land in the mountains here in the Smoky Mountains, it is 3 times what the national average is. California used to be a land of, their land out there was gold. It cost you a fortune to buy something, and probably still does. But did you know that people are leaving California in panic? Did you know that the people around the coast, especially here in the South, like Florida, and like Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas, did you know they're fleeing inland to the mountains? And they're coming in here with huge amounts of money and paying enormous prices for a piece of land? We were so fortunate to have land here in the state of Tennessee, in the mountains, right on a precious river, where Yahweh said this land will shake. We're going to have an earthquake here that will shake this very nation. The New Mandarin Fault. In this fault line, there's going to be earthquakes. Remember, Yahweh prophesied it in Matthew 24. And notice the 666, when the beast power comes in, and the 77 sign behind him in the lottery, even the lottery cried out and said, this nation is now opening its door for the Antichrist, and there shall be judgment come upon it swift. and it'll be very complete. And the odds of this ever happening, ladies and gentlemen, 666, the picks was three picks. 666-7779. Oh, man. What a prophetic revelation of the times that we live in. It was designed. Mr. McCain did not have a chance. He wasn't the man. Satan didn't choose him, although he's one of his. All these religious politicians, oh, they're for the little man. You've seen how fast Mr. Obama, when his slogan was "Change We Can Believe In." Well, ain't so many people believing in it now, but it's too late. The genie is out of the bottle. The Savior, the Messiah, the Chosen One, the Shining One, Barack Obama. Like I told you last night, these are significant. These are prophetic. And right here in America, the land of milk and honey, chosen for a nation of Israelites that has been taken over by the enemy from within, that is prophesied as the communist, the socialist, the Khrushchev, said we will march down the streets of Washington, D.C. in the time to come. That was in the 60s. He said, without a fire and a shot. And ladies and gentlemen, right now in America, we have a socialist agenda. We have communists embedded. These are Edomite communists that started the revolution in 1917 in Russia, and they will not quit until they destroy every nation upon earth. And to bend it to their agenda, which is a hidden agenda, and only the wise. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints. The woman is this evil agenda that Satan, she's a prostitute. She cast herself into the bed with Satan, just like Eve. It is a type and a shadow, allegorical. I'm giving you the framework of the revelations of the things to come, and you better hear my word well tonight, because you may not be able to listen later on. The wise will understand. The wise will take heed. The wise will measure up, and they will stand in the gap. They will make up the hedge. They shall mount up in their opposition to this great power, the beast. She's riding the back of religion now that she has no more power or need to ride the back of religion. Now she's an atheistic. She's an atheistic system now that defies God, has now changed our constitution to take out God. Church and state is separated, and that ain't so bad, ladies and gentlemen, that church and state is separated. The problem is that the state has destroyed the church. She become Laodicean. She's weak. The ten horns are ten kings, and they will make war against the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. And it's not Barack. It's not the Shining One. It's not the lightning that fell from heaven. It's not the prince of the power of air. It's not the God of this earth that's coming to rule over everyone on the earth, that will do his bidding and his will through the miracles and signs that he manufactures in the sight of the beast and the power and all the world whose names are not written in the Lamb's book. Every individual on earth whose names are not written in the Lamb's book. You better pray. You better search. You better inquire. You better fast. You better make sure that your election is locked in to the correct name at the correct place with the correct knowledge and instruction. Many in the name of Yahweh are not getting right instruction. They're deceived. They won't follow a prophet. You know why? Because the prophets of Yahweh are despised. They are not welcome in these churches because they preach such fantastic, ladies and gentlemen, Christendom of the truth is stranger than fiction. And now we're fearing the government. That's tyranny. The people has lost its will to stand up. We've been injected with so much junk food at the expense of our own bodies, of genetics. It's altered and changed our minds, have become corrupt. But the Bible says that the true blend, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on serpents, and they shall take them up, and they shall not fear them. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you just don't know. Come out of her, my people. Revelations 18 and 4. Heard the voice that come out of her, my people, so that you won't share in her sins. For plagues has been lifted to heaven, and I will remember her, that her sins are piled high into the heaven. I'll remember her crimes that she's committed in the blood. She said, I'll give her a double portion right out of her own cup. I'll mix her a portion and give her torture and grief when she is set in her luxury and her glory, as she's ruled over the righteous, from the righteous blood of Abel down to the last martyr that will shed their blood for the great and the magnanimous and the magnificent name of Yahweh. Oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost. The power that was once delivered to the saints, pay her back double for what she's done to you. Mix her a double portion from her own cup. Give her torture and grief. Burn her with fire, because she's cast herself into the pit of abomination and committed adultery, just like our mother Eve. She's fallen. They shall make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, because he's the King. Woo! Hallelujah. He's not the King of the Apollyon. He's not the King of the bottomless pit. He's the King of heaven with wounds in his hand that was here 2,000 years ago and said, the Prince cometh, and he has nothing in me, and he shall rule the earth with a rod of iron until I come out of the heavens. Got to quickly close tonight. My time has just fleed out of here, and I ain't even started. This is just laying the foundation. Oh my! I just wish I had 1,000 hours a day to preach the gospel. My mind is so filled with the joy unspeakable and full of glory. I just bubble up. It just comes faster than I can sort it and put it together, because Yahweh is one to say, preach the word, be instant in season and out, and reprove and rebuke, and don't take any bribes in your hand, and stand up and show my people the way to escape. And the way to escape is to walk through an inferno, a living hell upon the earth, to get to heaven. Satan's got plans. Yeah, there's going to be torture. Many of the righteous that shine will fall to be tried, and they will fail. Ladies and gentlemen, in one day, when she sits as a queen, she'll become a widow. In one day, her plagues will take over, and there will be death, mourning, famine. She'll be consumed by fire, for the mighty God Yahweh will judge her when he comes out of the heavens in flaming fire, taking vengeance on Satan and his angels, who know that they've got but a short time, and they'll be right here ruling over you if you're not careful. The kings, verse 9 of chapter 18, listen to me, I gotta close. When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury, they will see the smoke of her burning, and they shall weep and mourn over her, and they will be terrified at her torment, and they will stand afar off and cry, Babylon the great has bit the dust who judges her. Don't be eating and drinking with this woman that has committed adultery. You come out of her. You come out of these false names. You come out of the abomination. You come out of the filthy thing, and you get in. You get cleaned up. You get washed in the water through the living word of Yahweh, and you repent of your sins, and you have this emblazed name of power and glory of 6,823 times alone. Get baptized in that name and stand on it, ladies and gentlemen, because His word will never fail. It's forever settled in heaven, and nothing can be added to it, and certainly nothing can be taken away. I love you tonight, and I love you very much. If I didn't, I wouldn't preach to you so hard and tell you these things that is going to say, oh, that's not going to happen. Pastor Buddy's a fanatic. Let me tell you something. Verse 19, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the rider that's coming from heaven and his army. There's going to be two armies come down. The first army is the false army. There's going to be two princes coming down. The first prince is the evil one, but he's going to appear as the good one. He's going to bring in peace, and there's going to be a time of peace. And when they say peace, then cometh sudden destruction upon all the world. They gathered to make war against Yahweh and his army. But verse 20, and oh, how I told you I was going to get on this verse. But the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets and those who had performed the miraculous signs and miracles on his behalf. With these signs he has deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. Remember, it was a name. The two of them were thrown alive and alive. Oh, hallelujah. Death is too good for the devil and his angels. They were thrown alive into the fiery lake, burning with sulfur. And the rest of them were killed with a sword. That's those deceived earthlings that'll die and become fertilizer for the new heaven and the new earth. But the devil and his angels will be bound for eternal torment, and no wonder they're trying to escape the wrath of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, who's coming from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance on all them that know him not. I just now got over to chapter 20, verse 1, and I saw an angel, Michael, coming down out of heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit. And he had his great chain in his hand, and he seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil, Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and he threw him into the abyss, and locked him and sealed him to keep him from coming back to earth until the appointed time. That he deceived the nations no more until the 1,000 years were ended, and then he must be set free for a short time. And in 20 and 12, the enlightened age, what is it more fitting than to have the shining one, the Barak, the Obama, the real Satan, not the flesh and blood embodiment, but the real deal. The one that's second in command to the eternal king. The one who will come as 666. He will come as God himself, and he will sit in the temple, and he will deceive millions and millions of people. And I got to close, and I love you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have my next message here tomorrow night. I'm in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations finally, and we're going to go to Armageddon. We're going to tell you about what's going to happen here in a few short years down the road. You better get ready. You better watch and pray. You better know that Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark. and Sister Audrey of Mississippi. Great, loving people that care enough to send you this message tonight. Though it might be hard on you, it might be against your tradition, I pray with all the love that they have given me the time, that I have given you the love of the Word. An open rebuke is better than secret love. And we give it to you tonight, and I hope that you receive it. You can call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. And if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here around the world on the transmitter, the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185. And we know that we pass from death to life because we love our brethren. We know that Yahweh is the great and the mighty name. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on Wednesday night, live on WWRB. Many blessings to you, and I love you.
Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Yah, still I will say, well, blessed be the name of Yahweh. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. Blessed be your glorious name.